Hello, I'm Eddie.
Dr. Sharp. I'm Meg.
And I'm Donovan.
And this week on the podcast, I don't know what we're talking about.
We're talking about pyramid schemes.
Oh, right. I meant to ask somebody about that.
Yeah, we're going to talk about getting taken for a ride by peer pressure. Your buddy's taking you for a ride, maybe through a calling card.
Yeah, it's like, will you buy what I'm selling is really what it's all about.
What about, like, come see my show, man. There's tons of them. It's only $15.
It's going to be a really good show. Some of my best thinking in that 20 seconds right there.
Eddie looked very introspective or bored. I couldn't tell which one it was.
I can't tell either. What did you think about, Meg? Now I've lost it because I was bragging about all the thinking I was doing.
Of course.
Someone said to me today, no one likes a braggart. Yeah. Someone said that to you, like,
were you bragging?
Well, I just gotten a massage, so I came back to work and was talking to some coworkers, and they're like, where were you? And I said, getting a massage.
No one likes a braggart.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that doesn't seem voice. Like I mean, that seems more in jest.
Let me
than...
do it as Voldemort.
Oh, it wasn't. Of course it was in jest. I don't think anyone, I hope no one would say that to me seriously. Winnie the Pooh
That's
might.
Really good. Winnie the Pooh needs to stop smoking, get out of the iron lung.
I really liked that.
If you weren't listening to the live stream, you guys really missed out. Go to live.athenspublic.com every Thursday, usually at 5:30 Eastern time, but this time 5:30 at Western time.
Well, I think we're not saying usually anymore.
I think
right?
we're going to try and do it. We'll see what happens.
I like this already.
So far, so good.
Me too.
It's a little bit darker.
It's late night.
I like recording when it's dark.
Yeah.
Yeah, it'll work because I'm moving to Homewood Hills, so, you know, I won't have to head back to the
other
side.
Oh, yeah, that'll be perfect. Yeah.
So it'll make it a lot easier.
More like Bestwood Hills. No.
Beverly Estates.
Oh, okay.
Homewood Best. Yeah, you're moving to Beverly Estates.
That's...
The Bev.
Off Homewood. That's what we call it. Mm-hmm. Like,
tell about Homewood. It's a suburb of Homewood.
Phase two.
It's definitely phase two.
I recorded a lot today. I recorded SJ's podcast, and she recorded a theme song, and she was really like she texted me yesterday about it because she was so like needing to get this track down.
Yeah.
And it was fun to record something that wasn't spoken word. It was kind of neat to like, because you can try different things when you're recording instruments and stuff.
Yeah.
And she wanted to record her feet on the floor, but it just sounded like sog, like
oh, like
a
there's
little
a
wet.
Little sticky it element. Little,
yeah. Cause
wait,
this floor,
she wanted her bare feet?
Yeah.
Hmm.
It was kind of
I mean,
like,
I could see for the percussion.
This
it
is
was
definitely
a percussion
our
element,
cousin
right?
podcast.
Well, I mean, it was.
It was a percussion instrument, right?
It's just fun to record
the idea?
Music because you can do stuff like that. Like, we can't.
No, it was cool because she did. She, like, harmonized
oh,
really
yeah.
well with
it was
herself.
Multiple track. That's nice.
Yeah, which
that's
I would cool. have no idea how to
I
do
I would
that.
Like it if we could maybe take, like, terracotta pots and drop them and record the sound of them dropping.
Oh,
for,
that sounds
oh,
nice.
Yeah, that
for
reminded me. I wanted to talk about our sound effects because we need
to
do
a,
another sound
yeah.
effects podcast. You remember when we did that?
I feel like we've done a
I think
couple.
It's been a couple of them.
So we have a freesound.org account where we have a bunch of...
Sounds we made. I bet I can do the wheelchair. Probably still at wheel.
Oh yeah.
Still at wheel.
Anyway, so I get updates on the comments of that.
Oh, and yeah.
It's funny that people download our sounds and we comment. We offer these sounds completely free. And there's different licenses that you can put on it. Like, you can offer, like, an attribution license where, like, if they use your sound in their work, they have to put you in the credits or they have to, like, you know, give you a shout out.
Mm-hmm. So do your sounds have that?
No, ours is completely zero. Like, don't.
Oh, okay.
Don't let us mention know if you're us. Using it. Don't.
Don't say where you got this.
There's that wheelchair. Yeah. Or herding dog.
Or herding dog.
And our sounds have been downloaded a lot and commented on a few times. When people use them, they kind of feel obligated to, like, give a little shout out. And this user called I Am Andy Goddard commented perfect or thanks or whatever on our ice in glass.
I was gonna say, I know our best one. It's the ice in glass.
How did you know that?
Can you play it now?
Because I know that sound. I was gonna bring it up. Yeah.
What, really?
Yeah. Really?
Anyway, so
that's how he's Scooby Doo
impersonation.
Zoinks!
That's Shaggy.
But yeah, let me play it.
Well, I guess Scooby doesn't.
I'm telling a story about
it. It was concluded last week that Desi does not like Shaggy.
Why not?
Why not?
Because he's a loser.
I thought
Desi liked losers.
First of all, I thought this one was our best one, and it's called Soda Beer Opening. Right.
That was fantastic.
That is good.
Yeah, I thought that was the best one. Wait, hold on. How many? That had been downloaded 270 times, that one. This is not glass clink. I thought it was ice in glass.
Ice cubes clinking, right? Or rattling around?
Ice in glass.
Yeah.
Here it is. It's the sound of a cocktail with ice being swished around in a glass.
That's so good. It's so good. It's undeniable.
I can picture the liquid that that ice is moving through.
Okay, so 492 downloads on that, and we get this one comment. Thanks from I Am Andy Goddard. I Googled him because I'm, like, curious.
Yeah.
No confirmation that this is actually Andy Goddard, but he's a director and writer.
It said he was.
Yeah, I know. His username.
I am.
Like, I am Donald Trump. Isn't that his Twitter thing?
Or, I think it's real Donald Trump.
Yeah. Who's Andy Goddard?
Well, he's a director and writer, and he's directed and written episodes of Downton Abbey and Doctor Who. He's like a British guy.
Oh, my God.
And it's funny in my mind because Vic was the one holding the glass, right?
Yeah,
and,
like, totally.
He's super into, he was super into Doctor Who.
I think he's still going to do it.
I'm
so
sure.
I thought that was... I thought that was funny. The 2008 Doctor Who, though, so I don't know if... Did any of us watch that one?
Who's the doctor?
It's that tall, lanky guy. It was right when they got that new doctor who was like a young man.
Was he a bald guy?
Yeah, Peter something. Peter
No, you're talking about the guy we all really liked.
It was after Matt Smith, the next
but
one.
Who was the guy before Matt Smith?
David Tennant.
Yeah. David Tennant.
And then before him
that's what you're talking about.
Before him was Christopher Eccleston.
Okay, and I didn't watch. I didn't get into that.
I didn't care for him too much. He seemed kind of like action hero.
Oh, yeah. More. I mean, David Tennant's like the only Doctor Who I care about.
He's the best Doctor of all time, I'm pretty sure.
I think
sure.
A lot of people do that. They're like, this was my Doctor.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's true because it changes the
it's
whole show.
It's like your
show.
Incantation of Winnie the Pooh. Like, which one were you raised by?
But there's only one
Pooh. Do not
that's
try
true. There is only one Pooh, but Doctor Who is just like.
Bother.
It's a living entity that whoever takes the reins, it's still Doctor Who.
I think the next one's going to be a woman.
It is.
Which is going to be cool.
Oh, okay.
Finally.
Yeah.
Duh.
Yeah.
God.
For the first time.
I'm so annoyed that I don't want to watch it.
Yeah. I just want to read about it. No, honestly,
too late.
I just want to read about it.
Hashtag too late.
Hashtag too late. I'm not watching this show.
Nice one. Nice one, Meg. That's something that I feel like sometimes I just want to read about something. Like, I want it to happen, and I want people
like,
to enjoy it.
You
want to
know that it exists.
You just want to read the Wikipedia article or like the IMDb.
Or even like, just like some opinion blog about it. Like, I just want to read a couple paragraphs about it.
That's what I do with professional wrestling these days, is I just watch some YouTube
you
reviews.
You watch the news on it?
I do. I do watch the, kind of. I just watch reviews. I watch watched. Oh yes, God. I watched the news. They actually have that on the WWE Network. They have wrestling news on the WWE Network.
Can I ask you why you're not compelled to watch?
Because it's not that, like, I don't know any of the wrestling.
It's not that entertaining.
Yeah, it's not that entertaining. Okay. And I don't know any of the wrestlers, so it's, like, not my era.
Did these guys, I think both of them know, but I don't think our listeners know that we watched Baywatch.
Oh, we watched the movie Baywatch.
So, what year did Baywatch come out?
Last year, 2017. Yeah.
Oh, just last year.
With
okay.
The Rock.
The Rock's in it, right?
Yeah. And Zac Efron.
Hasselhoff
Efron is not in it.
Isn't that? Yeah, that was the guy. Who's?
It's some guy who's like that.
No, that it was Zac Efron. He co-stars.
It was not.
I think it needs to be looked up.
You want to put money on it right now? Because I remember looking at the poster.
What's your favorite Zac Efron movie?
I don't know who the hell Zac Efron is. So it must be Baywatch. I just know that D-Bag has two movies.
Okay. It's definitely Zac Efron. Let's calm down.
Is?
Everyone calm down.
Okay.
I mean, Zac Efron is definitely the name you expect to be associated with Baywatch.
He has two gold medals on in the poster.
Yeah, he just looks so much older than he was in High School Musical.
Yeah, and that came out over 10 years ago.
Okay. I forget that people get older. Mm. He was so ripped.
Unbelievable.
It was.
Oh, yeah.
It was like.
He needed some tape.
I didn't understand how.
He was so ripped, he needed some tape, Edward. Yeah.
Oh, I think it's like. They're like. When
I'm sorry,
dudes get ripped
that.
Like that, they do. I guess it's different for men to go like on that. That's like a crazy health kick.
He had 12 abdomen
muscles.
He did. Muscles.
He, I mean,
a 12 pack.
No, and he had, no, his like triceps
had an extra muscle.
There were like four
muscles. It looked like a Lamborghini hood or something. It had like a little
it was like,
extra divot here.
Yeah.
It was all sleek. It must have got an implant.
Remember when
that's what it was.
Remember
it was an
when
implant
the traps were in?
Traps.
You guys remember traps?
Oh, my gosh.
The Rock has traps.
Goldberg had some mad traps.
But can I say
I didn't know muscles could grow there.
But, like, the thing that was so great was that, like, Zac Efron, I guess,
it's confirmed. Zach's in it.
He was, like, doing a feat of strength test, kind of, and then The Rock's, like... Like, he does it, like, super well, and everyone's like, oh, my God.
It was like Ninja Warrior style.
Yeah, Ninja Warrior style. And then The Rock's like, yeah, but that wasn't the real test. And in the real test, you have to compete against me. And then he, like, kicks his ass.
Yeah, it's just flipping over a tire, like, end to end, like a big tractor tire.
Yeah, just all
competition.
The stuff like that. And so, then, like, I was watching it, and I was thinking, like, I was really impressed with Zac Efron. And I am really impressed with The Rock, even though I'm pretty sure Zac Efron might be stronger than The Rock, but...
I don't believe that to be
I
true.
Don't think so. The Rock's a lot taller, isn't he?
He eats 4 pounds of cod every single day.
That's what he said when we were watching the movie, and I was like, wow, The Rock's amazing. He goes, he eats 4 pounds of cod every day.
He's got a cheat day. I follow him on Twitter.
I do too. What's his cheat day though?
It's like pizzas.
I'm gonna make it my day. No, what day of the week?
Day of the week. I don't care what he.
They made the Baywatch.
It might be out of the month, guys, or out of the year.
Baywatch, the television shows like this drama, you know, like suspense. They turned it into like a raunch comedy.
Oh, like intentionally.
Yeah.
Oh, that sounds great.
It wasn't great, but it was great compared with what I thought was going to happen. Mm. So that was cool, you know?
Right.
I mean, it gets a little tedious at points, but
they all do.
Yeah, but it was funny.
It has a 38% on Rotten Tomatoes.
That Rock, though, he
That's
gets
not
around.
Very high.
Like, he gets around the critical reviews.
He was the best part. Rock
hands
is hands
down.
Down.
He's incredibly like, charming.
I know. It blows my mind.
He cursed a lot.
I
want
to meet
like,
him. Yeah, he cursed a lot.
Yeah, there was a lot of cursing in the Baywatch movie.
Huh. And, like, getting really dirty.
Okay, well, can we just tell you one of the, like, first, like, shticks that they pull out?
Yeah, spoiler alert.
Here it comes.
Okay, so there's this dorky, like, chubby guy that, you know, is in love with the babe, like, super hottie.
She's the Pamela Anderson of the
CJ,
movie.
Right. Okay. CJ. And he wants to be a lifeguard, like, supposedly because he wants to lifeguard, but you know, they make it clear that he just wants to hang out with her.
Okay.
Even though he like can't hang out with her because he like gets so stupid.
We saw the Bob's Burgers based on this.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah exactly.
It's
yes.
The same story.
It's the same story.
So, is that a,
yeah,
is that
they
a real
stole
thing?
It from Baywatch for sure. And so then there's this scene where he like falls into like
she walks by and he gets an erection, and so to hide his erection he leaps into the air onto a like a wooden,
you know, like those lounge chairs,
a wooden
on the
lounge
beach.
Chair.
Oh yeah, yeah.
But and then
he gets his penis and balls stuck between the slats of the lounge chair.
Is he wearing pants?
He's wearing
surf
shorts.
Okay, I wish you wouldn't have just like jumped in and like spoken over me. That annoyed me. But yeah, it was like really like it was just they showed this like image of his like cock and balls like through the slat, like he has to stand up and it's just like pressed out of the slats.
It's almost like a Something About Mary gag where you're like,
oh, it's exactly like that, totally. Yeah.
You're talking about like when a cartoon character runs through the wall.
Yes.
Exactly.
And there's an outline.
Yes,
of their,
that's exactly
their
what
body.
It's. Well, I mean, that's the style of comedy, but no, you see his...
like he's stuck, between
his penis
two parts
is,
of the
his
chair.
His penis has pushed out through the slats of the chair.
I understand what you're saying, but yeah. And he, when he stands up, he picks up the whole
chair. The whole
chair
comes
with his
with
penis,
him.
Yeah.
Nice. Does he end up getting body slammed to get it off?
That's a good question.
I think they actually,
what a dumb dumb. It'd be very easy to get it off.
Well,
it didn't seem like it.
Well, they needed like multiple lifeguards to come push his penis out of the chair.
And I think,
oh my gosh.
I think that just that stands to enforce his erectionness. Like his erection.
Like his erection was so huge.
Well, it's one that's never
it's
been
like
seen
a,
before.
It's like a raccoon putting, what is it? They like put their hand to reach into a trap and then they close their fist
and they
won't can't
pull
get
it out.
Out.
Yeah.
So he was like getting harder as it.
Because
exactly.
It works. It works like one of those rings.
Oh, the Chinese
right. Cock
finger
ring. Like a cock ring.
The Chinese finger trap cock ring.
Yes, where you just keep the blood in there.
Right.
Interesting. Yeah. And so you didn't see his penis, you just saw a sack of
through
board
like
shorts.
His swim exactly.
And yeah, and it,
had,
it was like one of those ones with like a sunset. Like a,
oh wait, you didn't see cock and balls like flesh.
Like raw?
Yeah.
No.
No rawness.
Oh man. Cinema hasn't come far enough, I don't think.
I think it was better this way.
I think there was bare penis in it, though.
There was bare penis, for sure.
Which isn't common in a lot of movies.
And I don't think there was bare boob.
Bare penis?
Yeah. There was fleshy, raw, human, nude. There was naked penis,
gotcha.
Human. And I don't think there was any boobs, which was cool.
I can.
I know. I hate boobs.
I feel like I can. I can count on one hand the amount of man penis I've seen in like
a movie.
Movies like mm-hmm. this.
How
like,
often are they Kevin Bacon's penis?
Oh, I guess I've seen that once. But I was thinking, not Borat, but the next one.
Oh right.
Bruno.
I think there's
right.
also a male penis in Borat.
Yeah. Okay, so Borat is the Sacha Baron Cohen trilogy.
Once you shut it once, you just get
why
it
not,
hooked,
right?
Yeah. Viggo Mortensen whips it out in a few flicks. I've seen Viggo.
Which one? Let me write these down.
Yeah, no, you should really watch it.
I like that guy.
It's called Eastern Promises. It's a David Cronenberg film. I really like it
Eastern
a lot.
What
Promises.
Year is it from?
2004, maybe a little earlier. He also whips it out in another Cronenberg film. Called History of Violence, which is very good.
Oh, I hated that.
Yeah, I saw that.
I saw that in the theater, and I was like, I thought it was the worst movie. And then I found out that people liked it, and I was like, really?
I agree. I thought it was too long.
I have.
And
it's
I,
really violent.
I really don't
think
you're
going
to like
it's called
Eastern
History
Promises,
of Violence.
Then. You won't like Eastern Promises.
Okay.
Same director.
There's
I
one
don't
scene
like
where,
David Cronenberg, so where, he, ahead,
where he drives to like Philadelphia from. I don't know. He's in California.
He's all mad.
And he sees some sign. And there's like a sign on some interstate. And it's like, Philadelphia, 865 miles. And I'm like, that Why did they include this scene? This is weird.
I hated that.
So, who would put a sign that says this city?
I like David Cronenberg. Well, this is why I'm getting my own podcast with Jake, because we both like David Cronenberg.
Okay.
I only like body horror stuff that he does. I don't like his portrayal of women usually in movies.
There was that whole scene in History of Violence where she's like, his wife dresses up like in her cheerleater outfit from high school.
Oh yeah, I didn't like that scene.
It's like, this is so dumb.
I think that was in there
to try and like show that he's like kind of a prude, like in his duality, like to what, like I don't.
No, it made sense in the context of the movie. We can't explain the whole movie. It was based
on
a graphic novel, though.
Let's save this for another podcast, Steven.
The David Cronenberg
for Donovan's new podcast. They should review this.
The Bowels of Athens? No.
Yeah. The Bowels of Athens.
Oh, there was... Yeah, I guess because there was a question I want to ask you about Cronenberg and his portrayal of women, but I'll save it for the podcast.
Okay.
Tune in. I'll call in. 3 weeks or so, maybe we'll be able to get it around.
We'll let you know.
Yeah, that
sounds
good.
We'll figure it out.
I wanted to talk about something. We were talking about penises, right?
Right.
And memorable penises. Like, you always remember a penis you've seen in a movie, but I was going to say Brown Bunny. That was the original penis flick.
No.
Maybe.
What about Boogie Nights was a big penis deal.
That was true.
But I think that was a fake penis deal.
I know, but there's always a big deal about a penis in a movie where it was somebody really famous.
13 Ghosts?
13 Ghosts? I've never even heard of that.
That's what your rating scale should be.
No, I don't think so.
I like the OP idea, though, the original penis.
OP.
I think what 13 was your, Ghosts. Tell us about the penis in that movie.
Everyone's got their original
Mine was
penis.
Kevin Bacon, but I don't remember the film.
Tell us about his penis.
Doesn't Mel Gibson show his dick in something?
In Braveheart. They flip it out of their skirts.
I thought it was his butt.
No, I thought you saw it from the back, though.
Oh, you saw it.
No, they all lift it up. They all lift their skirts up at one point.
Oh.
I, can't even remember the first time I saw a penis in a movie that wasn't, a pornography.
Yeah, like non-pornography penis. Yeah. The old NPP.
Yeah, because I always feel like they portray it in, a not-sexy way.
Oh yeah,
I feel
it's like a joke.
I just got off work.
It's usually the dude. I've seen it in this more than one film where the man gets out of the bed after a coital affair, and then he walks to the window, and then he'll turn at one point, and he'll have a penis shot on his
but not erect. We're talking
flaccid,
not erect,
flaccid,
and it's a half second of a penis, and you're like, oh, this is a penis movie.
In Eastern Promises, it's a knife fight, and they're naked. It's three
Whoa.
Men.
Wow. Oh, that sounds awesome.
They're in a bathhouse and they have a knife fight naked.
What?
That actually sounds good. What is the premise of this movie?
That makes me think there's a remake of The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly, but a porn remake of that, probably.
It involves the Russian mafia.
Okay.
And kind of a murder mystery.
Wait, I thought I was saving this.
Viggo Mortensen plays the Russian mafia.
Okay. So you've obviously got a lot to say, and we'll tantalize our
She
roster.
Asked me a question.
I know. I wanted to know.
You don't have to answer.
You don't have to answer.
You have to answer. Just ignore her.
Meg asks a question that's off topic. Just redirect her.
But I don't even know what topic is yet because we're bantering.
The weather.
The weather is the topic. I drove to Homewood Hills earlier today because I could sense the rain was coming soon. So I was like, I better get to that side of town.
And we walked the babies and the dogs.
Oh, cool.
It was gently sprinkling.
So it was after?
Oh. Yeah. And it was a little wet.
Okay.
Humid feeling, which is very typical of that walk every day. Right. I come back dripping in sweat every day.
Oh, yeah.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
I think it was cooler today, though, right?
Yeah, it felt really nice.
I did get caught in the rain. And what happened was Meadowlark and I were going to go for a walk. And then we got waylaid by our neighbor. He stopped
Who?
Us.
Who? Which one?
The one right next to us.
Wait, which one?
So, this like, one. The house right
Oh,
there.
Where we watch their TV sometimes?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
Idiot screen.
So the guy came out and he was like, hey, do you want to use our playset? And I was like, Yeah, that actually sounds great. So he he has like a swing, like two swings.
A jungle gym.
Yeah, two swings, a bar you can swing on, like a trapeze, and then like another little two-person rocker thing. So it was great because he was like pretty nice, but he didn't linger. He like talked for 2 minutes. He like did the obligatory thing and then was like, okay, well, okay, I'm going back inside and you guys should use this because it's just sitting here.
And I had talked to him like a year ago and he made the same offer. And I'm like, I don't know if my kid's like ready for
it. Right. He made some comments that I didn't totally catch because I embarrassingly, like, I cannot interpret a Southern accent.
Oh, yeah. He's
like,
very
I cannot
Southern.
Understand people who have heavy Southern accents.
He's very Southern and he told me he was French. And I'm like, bullshit.
Today he said
French.
He was from somewhere in Texas, so I'm pretty sure he's not.
His last
from
name
France.
Is like Devereux or something with an X.
Anyway, he was nice. I
it
didn't
sounds
totally
like a King of the Hill character.
What he, had. Yeah. He wasn't that. Like, I think most people, honestly, I think most people would understand him. I didn't understand him.
He also, Meg's dad didn't understand him when he talked to me. And Meg's dad interpreted what he said as, he once had a pig that could have eaten all of this brush. You know this brush that's up on the hill here? Like, all of this brush and, like, trees. Like, a pig.
And what was he actually telling you?
I thought he was talking about some, like, heavy machinery called a pig. But Jim interpreted it as, no, he's like, oh, no, it was an animal that he had that would eat all of
this. Oh, man, I had this pig, man. Could eat everything, man.
Yeah, exactly, right?
That's kind of how it would be. Remember when we used to pick up bikes from that guy, George?
Yeah, it's
oh,
George
I remember
situation.
George.
And, like, Vic would go and, like, Vic would do his Southern accent. Yeah. And he would get into it. But, if Amal and I tried to go, it was, like, a joke.
We're
it
like,
was like,
we're from...
Like,
California.
We could not communicate because we didn't speak the same language.
Yeah, yeah.
When I first moved here, I started working at Goodwill, and I felt like that was an awesome introduction into like learning Southern slang and Southern slang, like lingo.
Okay.
Like all the slang and everything.
Yeah, yeah.
All of it because I had to like work with my coworkers who were all like deep Southern, like. So I to just understand them basically, I had to like stop and listen.
Yeah,
and that's kind of what it taught me to do is like stop and listen to them because you'll understand.
Yeah,
what they're
you
saying.
Can.
Yeah, no,
you just, like
pay attention.
I agree.
Yeah,
I did not.
You just
do that,
don't
apparently.
Feel like doing it. You're like,
it's not that I didn't feel like it. I think it's like I'm already a little nervous, so
okay,
I'm just not gonna have that level of.
Cognitive availability.
Totally.
And you don't want him to be like, you don't want him to repeat himself. You don't be like, want to be like, what?
Right. Like,
ask a bunch.
I don't understand anything you're saying. Can you say it again? Yeah, because it is like, it feels insulting to like constantly ask somebody to repeat themselves.
Mm-hmm. Totally. Yeah, I feel like working at Ten Pins was the best for me for that.
Yeah, I just haven't had that. Anyway, we got we were swinging on the swings. It started raining. We ordered Chinese food for the kids to eat for dinner. And Meadowlark and I were going to go over and pick it up. And it turned out it was pouring rain the whole time we were walking over there. And then once we got it, Meadowlark got out of the wagon. She walked the whole way home. And she's just like, I love the rain. She was so into it. It was like very sweet. And she was like walking through the gutters because she wanted to get her feet all wet.
Oh, yeah. That's awesome.
Yeah.
It was a good downpour for it.
Yeah, it was perfect. You know, it's like so warm and refreshing.
I used to love sitting in the, you know, like where the curb goes down and there's,
it creates
kind of a natural gutter.
Oh, yeah.
I would get like a ton of toys and just like
play
in the running water.
Oh, yeah.
Like
anywhere there was a natural ravine, like I would like try and like have the like riverside. And I even had G.I. Joes that had like a little inflatable boat.
Oh, that's cool.
So, like, you know. They'd be making beachhead and like trying to unload under
like,
enemy
come
fire.
Come on, link into the. I can't the roof.
I know that it's really telling, but I never wanted the G.I. Joes to win. Like I was more into Cobra.
Like win?
The whole time.
Oh yeah,
Cobra's, like I always Cobra was always like.
Wait,
my
who
was
the other guy?
Cooler,
Cobra Commander, and then the other guy,
Destro.
Destro?
Yeah.
No, that's not who I'm thinking.
No, it is Destro and Cobra Commander.
The bald guy?
The bald, that's his, that he has a bald silver head, that's Destro, and then Cobra Commander has the...
Oh, I remember Cobra Commander. Destro was like not as good of a villain as Cobra Commander, right?
They both had funny voices.
Okay. Destro. That does not ring any bells with me. Okay, but your description was what I was thinking. So
yeah. He should have a cooler
name. Wait,
what
did you say, though? Boathead?
Huh?
Did you say boat? They were trying to get Boathead?
No, they're trying to make Beachhead.
They should.
Under enemy fire. They're trying to get Boathead.
That's
hey, park
be...
over here.
I can't hold the oar.
I can't hold the oar. Park over here. And then the Kilburns are like, hey, what are they doing? Hey,
we want to get Beachhead. Yeah. Boathead. We better get in our boat. We better shove them out of their boat and get in that boat. Getting so boat.
That's not what you were doing.
There's no guns involved. Everyone was completely unarmed. It was like Ben Burton Park.
Okay, let's move on. Topic time.
Okay, so the topic tonight is pyramid schemes with an emphasis on peer pressure, because let's be honest, that is the foundation of a pyramid scheme, is mm-hmm. peer pressure.
Family, and friends.
Yep. It starts when you're little.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I mean, they hammer it in with, what are you guys
the
selling?
Chocolate bars.
Chocolate bars.
Yep. We sold Marley bars, Dan Marley.
And oh, that's awesome.
I want to tell you
who's
something
Dan
about
Marley?
That. He was on the Phoenix
Thunder
Suns.
Dan.
Yeah, he was on the Phoenix
Suns.
Oh,
okay.
So he lived down the street from me.
Awesome.
When I was selling Marley
Sexy.
Bars. It,
did you try to
not,
sell them to him?
No, no, I wouldn't have been bold enough to do that. Okay. Also, he lived in, like, his house had a big old gate around it. Like, it wasn't like you could just ring his doorbell or something, you know?
Right.
But they were delicious. And I think we, like, bought a lot because we would just kept eating them.
Right.
They were really good.
Ours were the fairly good chocolate. Like, it would be the milk chocolate or the milk chocolate with peanuts. Or the milk chocolate with almonds, or just the dark chocolate. Those were the four ones. You'd have a big box of them.
Okay.
And you'd be selling them for a dollar a piece, maybe door to door.
Dollar a box?
No, a dollar for each bar.
Oh, a bar. Oh, okay.
And they're like four fairly big pieces of chocolate to a bar. You know what I'm talking
about.
Yeah,
that sounds like a good price.
Yeah.
But you guys, you didn't sell those at your school at all?
We sold Marley bars and we sold wrapping paper.
This, like, still goes on to this day. In Sholo, like these pretty much the same bars.
I bet.
Like, I've got them from my parents' house because my nephews will sell them for sports and stuff. Like, it's crazy. And
they must have had something. I don't remember ever trying to sell anything.
You didn't sell anything?
No.
Candy bars are pretty ubiquitous amongst the.
So, what are you selling them for? Just for
For your school?
For the school.
Ours were sports.
They'd make like a competition out of it, you know, like who can sell the most. Mm-hmm. And then get like a certain amount of points. And then maybe your class gets like a pizza party or like a bunny or something, you know, like some. Prize.
That would be awful if they gave it. Oh, you guys sold all these chocolate bars. Guess what? Here's a hutch.
Now take care of this bunny.
Here's a stinky bunny that will die really quickly.
Next year, we're going to get your kids a turtle.
Yeah, I was thinking about your turtle. No one wanted to sit by the turtle
or
the bunny.
One time we were approached by a girl. This was around the Christmas time. Like Christmas shopping time.
Yeah.
And she was like, we're trying to buy jerseys for our girl basketball team at school. And you can buy the, what did you buy? You gave
her
20.
I didn't think I bought anything.
I think you just
gave her
20.
I thought she was just asking for donations.
Yeah.
And I gave
her.
I don't know.
Oh, you
that's
should
not
get
quite
something.
A pyramid.
No,
that's
you definitely.
No, that was just.
A true pyramid scheme, I think, though, is when you try to get your friends to sell the product.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, I see.
Like, that's like...
Right.
Because you can't have just one level of a pyramid.
I haven't had too much exposure to it, but my parents being, like, really Christian and having a bunch of church friends, there would be different women in the church that would try and get my mom involved in pyramid schemes. And one was really funny, and we still have some remnants from it, was... where she got involved with just a spice trade pyramid scheme.
Ooh.
Where like, you get all kinds of spices.
Exotic.
And I remember we got this big sample pack, and like she went to this like show. Like I can still picture all the spices in my mind where she went to like an expo for all the spices and stuff where everyone was supposed to sign up and like start selling spices.
So did spices change your life?
No, not at all. They were pretty nasty. They were all like really weird, gross combinations.
Oh,
and,
okay.
Like, I think my mom like signed up to be nice, but then like didn't really try and sling it on anyone.
Okay. Because
she's not really that type of person.
Right.
That to me, then I guess I'm not as familiar with pyramid schemes as you guys are. But I do know of Pampered Chef parties.
It's very similar.
Mm-hmm. And Avon ladies. Mm-hmm.
Or Avon is like based on pyramid schemes.
Yeah. Totally is. Mm-hmm.
Somebody explain those because I know of them, but I don't know what they are like.
Avon isn't too bad. Oh, go ahead, Desi.
So you're like selling a product and you don't, you know, you don't sell it in the stores. You just sell it like personal dealer. So the person you buy from is like your dealer of this product. Mm-hmm. So you want to have parties so you can get a lot of people at once. So you mm-hmm. can like sell.
So what do they
batches.
Do at an Avon
yeah,
party?
Yeah, sell batches.
Or an
exactly.
Avon lady party.
They just sell stuff.
They're going to bring all the products. They're going to give you samples. They're going to do makeovers.
Was there wine or like?
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
for
yeah.
sure. Okay. Well, if you're good at your job. Like, yes. Like, you should pick your friend with the coolest house and, like, do it
there.
And
do you have to be, like, a popular friend?
Oh, yeah. Well,
does the Avon lady... Is she automatically
you have
popular?
To, I think no. if you're an Avon lady, I think you want to appear like very confident and very put together. And like you probably want to look very well taken care of as a
representative.
As a representative.
I also feel at one point Avon just sold itself because my parents' church just had one Avon lady and she would just give the booklets to all the ladies in church, and then they would place orders, and then she'd bring the stuff to church, and it still goes on kind of like that to this day.
Oh, wow.
Church,
yeah.
I mean, we got to get into church because that
church
in itself.
Church is a pyramid scheme, right?
Yeah, I have a couple of stories about churches, but I do, like, my mom did Pampered Chef, and it was, like, a church group.
Yeah.
And it's like, well, Miss Sherry did it, so now I got to do it. And my
well,
mom
the
doesn't
yeah,
talk
yeah,
about
yeah, they each
pyramid,
have to host a party.
Like, the pyramid is that you, yeah, you get your friends to buy things, but you're even more successful if you can have somebody who is your minion and selling mm-hmm. things.
I remember
yeah.
my mom
and they
like,
get like their work friends
about it.
Yeah, it's just
because
like
it was like
selling drugs.
Miss Sherry did it, then Miss Patty did it.
Yeah.
And it's like Miss Beatty did it too.
Yeah.
And then she was like, oh damn, like
I guess I should do it.
I don't want to do it, but if I don't do it, all of these people are going to be mad at me.
Pampered Chef actually sells some good stuff, though. I'm not
That's what I thought, too.
I think Tupperware is pretty
because my mom bought
valid.
Some of it, and like it was like ceramic containers or something.
My mom bought a pizza stone, like a big like stone. They still use it to this day to like warm up like pizzas in the oven.
Or you can do like stuffed mushrooms on pizza.
Well, that's the thing is the
cheese sticks.
You can succeed in the pyramid scheme and it's not like you're not a bad person because you succeed in that pyramid scheme.
But
what
it,
was that?
You can't keep pushing it. I feel like you can be in it for like a year, 2 years, but then you kind
of
got it.
I think you can make a career
I
out
think
of it.
You
There's
can
career
too.
Avon ladies in Shiloh, that's for sure.
What was that puppy daycare thing that was in Alpharetta when I worked out there?
Oh, like, the educated puppy?
Yeah. Because like Pampered Chef is kind of like the educated puppy. And
oh,
it's like,
yeah.
Oh, I'm a chef. Like, I'm a serious, like, person who creates recipes and has my own techniques. But I'm, you know, I like the finer things. It's such a funny concept.
Like, yeah, I feel like, okay, I think the word scheme is, you know, weighted.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
In a way that's like, you have to really, if you want to succeed in a pyramid scheme, you just really have to soar beyond the negative attitudes people have, which is actually very impressive.
And you have to just be a salesperson.
Yeah. Which is like not easy to do.
No, it's hard. You have to.
Yeah,
there was
yourself.
There was a guy who was a salesperson for a lot of our grant, and he'd always talk to my boss and he'd say, "You got to sell your ass, Mike. you can just make sales. You just got to sell your ass every time. And I always really disliked that phrase.
Sell your ass.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like you pretty much, you know, make yourself everyone's B.
Yeah. I think that sometimes I can be a good salesperson, but I actually really do have to care about what I'm selling.
Matter of factory. Like I feel like if I believe in something, I'm like, yeah, you got to check this out. Like,
yes,
this is good.
Yeah,
totally. Totally.
Not, yeah. But you're also like, I'm not trying to dupe you. I just want you to share.
Speaking
this
of that, I need to talk about these underwear that I was so excited to get.
And which
I was
like the ones from last year.
Yeah. From last year. Yeah. I was like,
were they pyramid scheme? Underwear?
No, I think they were. Maybe.
No.
But I do not support these underwear. They don't last very long at all. God.
How did you acquire them?
Last year, I was like, I'm going to defeat Swamp Ass. And podcasts were like, you got to try these Mack Weldons or these Tommy Johns. And
Tommy Johns, he's calling them out.
They're like $30 or $40 underwear.
And they stink?
They were great.
Like, until?
They were great for a month or two.
And that's
then
not worth the
price. They kind of are falling apart. And maybe you got to wash them. Especially, I don't know.
Dude.
That's
the thing. When you start making excuses for the product, it's like, no.
I stand by my Under Armour underwear, man.
Under Armour.
I have a few different pairs of Under Armour underwear, and I refuse to pay more than $10 a pair, but I can usually find them like on sale at times. And every pair I have Under Armour underwear like rules.
That's how I felt about these underwear at first. And like last year, I was giving them glowing reviews, but now. Like, they're all in tatters. And
I've had one
of
my pairs for about 5 years, and it's still fucking hard.
So, one thing
I'm like $200 out.
That sucks, and I will bring up just one thing that affects my underwear, which is the dryer. Like,
Oh, yeah.
Don't put them in the dryer.
Yeah, it makes the crotch of mine start to ball out
right.
a lot, especially the Under Armour ones, like just the way that stuff is.
Yeah, so I feel like it depends on how it might depend. I don't know if you put your underwear in the dryer, but...
We put everything in the washer and then everything in the dryer.
Okay, so there's nothing you hang, like air dry?
Sometimes they get bleached. Like,
okay.
We're pretty rough.
Because
since we're so far off topic and giving laundry advice
movies.
Right now...
Let's talk about movies one more time.
No, I like ankle socks and like small socks, but I used
Me
to
too.
Lose tons of pairs until I started putting them in bags.
Nice.
And then putting them in the wash, like just little like mesh bags and washing my socks in mesh bags. I haven't lost a pair. No, I don't anymore. It's awesome. It's crazy how they were totally all somehow getting lost in the wash, like getting drained out. Yeah. Or something because
they must have been really little.
There's normal.
If
ankle
you haven't
socks,
seen,
they
drained
he has, like, tiny feet. Like,
they're size 10 feet.
I think they really just get caught in clothes, and then you put one someplace and like waiting for the other
using
one.
Using
the
bag,
one, I don't know.
Using the bag
the
and
other,
keeping
the
them
bag
in the bag
makes a lot of sense.
Has actually been helping
I
me
think
hang on to
there should
them.
Be a pyramid scheme on like.
You're trying to bring it
life
back.
Life hacks.
Oh, right.
Like a life hacks box. And
you
can have life hack
parties.
Yeah,
it's like a little mesh bag for
oh
your
my
socks.
Gosh, that's hilarious.
It's like Sky Mall and what is that image?
Sharper Image.
Sharper Image all in one.
Yes.
Wait, so Sharper Image is a pyramid scheme?
No.
But
well, yeah, because everything they sell is crap.
No, but we've already said you were the first to say the gourmet chef or whatever you
like.
What's it called?
So
Pampered Chef. Pampered Chef. You like that.
The gourmet
not
chef.
The gourmet educated puppy.
Chef.
Chef. Educated puppy chef. Yeah, I feel like if we're saying like, okay, maybe this could be like the best pyramid scheme, and then it's like just the most useful things, and there's no like consistency with like you're not like trying to sell a quality of something, you're just like, isn't this a good idea?
The insurance market, right?
Insurance does seem like a good idea.
I think it's a pyramid scheme,
and it's like you get people to pay a lot for very little.
For nothing, often.
Sometimes, yeah.
Yeah, like, it does seem like a pyramid scheme.
But But do they make more money? Like, I wish
they're the most profitable companies.
Do they make more money if they get you, like, their customers to become insurance agents?
Because yeah.
then, no, like my insurance agent, I kind of wish he would convince me to become insurance. That'd be really funny. I like him, Steve Thompson with Travelers Insurance. He's really cool. He lives on a boat.
That's amazing. What does Kimberly do? She sells her services as a health insurance representative, or like that seems pretty pyramid-y.
Yeah, I forget what her title is.
Pyramid-y. Okay, so, but when we were talking about Avon, I feel like if you're a company who has a good product, and it's right for your product to have people sell to peers, then Avon is just weeding out the process of hiring people where it's just like, okay, like eventually this will get to somebody who's a good salesperson. And then we'll just recruit good salespeople by like other people recruiting their friends. And the people who suck at it will stop doing
it. Well, that's like any boss. You're just like, if you get like two or three good employees, you're like, you're probably friends with some good people.
Right.
I'm just going to hire
your friends.
Right,
but you're like, you actually have no, they don't actually have much of a say in what's going on, like how that hiring and firing is happening. It's kind of like you're weeding yourselves out.
What are the perks of being a Pamper, or an Avon lady? Let's just limit it to Avon ladies.
So you get paid.
You get paid like a salary?
A commission.
You get paid a commission from what you sell.
Oh.
And
a percentage of the people under you or whoever you hired on, you get some of what they sell.
Yeah, I think the more you sell, like you get into higher brackets.
Yep.
Okay.
And then you get paid more.
And give you a lot of like perks, like things. They're giving you things from the company, for example.
Yeah.
So it's like being a real estate agent.
Yeah. So there's some similarity for sure.
So, and traditionally, this was, I feel like Avon specifically is geared towards women because it's also a job where you're your own boss and you make
Avon
your own hours. So it's very flexible.
Okay, so
is there an Avon man?
Oh, probably nowadays.
So also
these days.
Avon sells
nowadays,
all kinds of products.
Okay, but also,
all kinds of things.
So let me say something too about Avon. You can't buy it in stores.
Oh, okay. That's another good example.
Wow. So, so this is a lot of successful products for pyramid schemes. They don't have any overhead for like physical space. That's why like it's pretty brilliant. It's like, I want like the knife people, you know, they're like, I want to sell knives. Yeah. But I want to sell the best knives, but it's like so expensive to like get your knife in a store to sell.
Mm-hmm. Totally. So like, and nobody's going to buy it because it's like too expensive.
Totally.
To even wholesale.
Yeah. Yeah. That's why you like have to show them like, look at this freaking knife. And they do all the demos, you know, they're like slicing like 1 million slices in an onion in 10 seconds. And they're like, you could do it with me on this knife too.
So do we make an infomercial or do we go with a pyramid scheme?
I'm thinking just a website. Like selling stars or like...
No, that's different. That's different.
But
selling
then, like,
stars,
but, okay,
pyramid scheme.
Yeah, so you have a party where some dude brings a telescope.
And you're like, which star
do
you
that's
want
a great
to
idea. And then you start like, printing... You,
like you,
you
do some
print
nice
them out
guy
on your printer.
Yeah, and you're like, this one's Polaris. It's named after this great person.
And it's like, it's going to go into this database and whatever name you choose. And like, for each other inhabitant, you just pay us $4 more and like.
You and know. You talk about like the history of like the well-named stars, you know, like.
Well, now, Ryan. I mean, we're like joking Cassiopeia about this, but this is how religion is a pyramid scheme.
Oh, right. Oh, so we do have to talk about that.
I don't think we have to.
I don't want to talk about that. Yeah. I just want to make up our own pyramid scheme.
I got some of the most raunchy scented candles in my life from these pyramid schemes.
Yeah.
Like, I still remember the,
apple
pie odor.
What do you mean by raunchy?
Like
nasty.
Some of them were nasty. Like there was a leather seat one that smelled like a dog treat.
Oh, that's what you mean. I was thinking because we went to the J&J and they had pussy scented incense.
No, they didn't.
Yeah, they did. I've seen it.
Like an incense stick that was pussy.
That was the name of it.
Wait, what?
That was the name of the incense stick.
And he's going to say one more time.
Could have gone either way.
Say it again. Say it again.
I could have gone either way. It was either the pussy willow or it was the actual.
No.
I think it probably just smelled like an ambrosia of odors, and I don't think they're going for anything. It's because they have ones called Michael Jordan too.
Yeah,
like what is that going for? What's that going to smell like? Sweat.
Wait,
and
I kind of love this though.
And then there was one that was Zac Efron cock and balls
in the sea.
It wasn't Zac Efron.
It was the chubby nerd. Oh,
chubby nerd cock and balls. In the
chubby
sea.
Nerd right. Cock and balls.
Ooh, if I could have really just added a scent to that movie, this would have been it.
Yeah, we want that 4D where, like, they just spray that scent in your face.
Oh boy, our podcast is loud.
Okay.
Let's.
So I was actually thinking this. Is incense a better bang for your buck than a scented candle?
Yes. Oh. For okay.
Yeah,
there's
without a doubt.
No okay. doubt, yeah. It's way more concentrated.
I guess I'm not going to
I bought, like,
100
sticks of Super Hit.
Like, Super Hit.
It's kind of like Nog Champa, but a little bit stronger.
I like Nog.
I think I'm going to go back to Nog.
It's
but I
classic.
Won't need it anymore because I won't have someone smoking just one wall away.
Yeah.
But I bought 100 sticks about 5 months ago, and I just barely run out of them.
Do you guys like patchouli?
It's yeah,
tolerable.
I
do, actually.
I think it's comforting because it's like a familiar
what does the name
smell after a while.
So what are those two names? What's the origin of those? Because most things like have it like, oh, lavender or eucalyptus. Or
patchouli, I think, is a melange of different scents
yeah,
that they
I don't
put
know.
Together.
I don't
right,
know
what's
what it
in
is.
There.
I don't know what it is.
And Nag Champa? What does that refer to?
I don't know what it is.
That's
either.
Just that's an Indian blend.
How does this relate to pyramid schemes?
Well, we could
that
do
could
incense.
Be an, that could be a pyramid
actually,
scheme.
Actually, I think that should be in the life
yeah,
hack.
Yeah, we should have a new Avon
oh,
box.
Totally. Don't like, buy scented candles,
buy
dummy.
Buy incense. Yeah, no, it's just like what's better. Like what makes the most sense. Like, yeah.
Patchouli is a species of plant.
Okay.
Oh, it is.
Yeah.
Is there more about it? Does it have healing properties?
Well, if we're going to have our own pyramid
mint.
Scheme and we've talked so much about
it's
Avon.
It's commonly called mint?
Yeah. The thing about Avon is it's not just makeup, but like they have little knickknacks, like gifts. I used to get like special Hot Wheels from them and stuff.
What? That's cool.
So,
special Avon
so you
Hot
gotta,
Wheels.
You
exactly.
got to cater to your
exactly.
audience.
So if we had yeah. a new magazine that was like the dankest patchouli, you know, that kind of stuff. Like,
oh, you mean like a magazine of our product?
Of our product, okay. Exactly. It's like you can only get this through us. And it's almost like we've curated Amazon Prime for like the best stuff.
Oh, actually.
Okay. Okay.
And like put it together in a magazine
in my
for
mind,
people to shop.
It's much.
No, you can't do a magazine.
Oh, sorry,
a magazine based on the internet?
No, not on the internet. But I'm just saying the way that we do it is just like find the cheapest product and
this
then rebrand
internet
it ourselves.
Magazine.
Yeah.
In my mind,
that's
it's
a great
much,
idea.
It's much cheaper to sell an idea.
Isn't that SkyMall?
Yeah. No.
Internet magazine.
I love internet magazine.
We've gleaned the internet for the best tidbits. And
have you ever.
internet Tidbits magazine
printed them.
I don't know if it's still a thing, but I used to freak. I go to a lot of like electronic parts dealers, and they would have these. What is that sound?
I don't know. I feel like it was Donovan, though.
I did too.
They would have these like online catalogs you could download, and it was like this application where like you would hit a button and it would like do this like animation of a page kind of like.
Ooh.
Flipping and it's like why I don't want this on my computer, like I just want like something I can scroll up and down in, like that's kind of a weird thing to translate to the internet, the
yeah.
catalog. It's like, oh,
I'm thinking we should
catalogs?
Go the other way and like I really want somebody to make an internet magazine.
Okay,
yeah.
So my idea for my
you
idea
can just
for,
read on the road.
Yeah, it's like read about the no, hippest YouTube.
It's like what stations. Yeah, it's like what we were talking about earlier where you like don't watch wrestling anymore. I'm not gonna like freaking get on the internet anymore. I have the best of the internet magazine.
Okay, so let's not ridicule that. I like the idea. I like where you're going.
Let's not
but
ridicule.
My that's kind of mean. Like he had
wait,
a he
mean
had
to
a
who?
His idea was catalogs.
I would much rather read the magazine. I don't want the internet anymore. I just want the best internet tidbits magazine.
Is way better.
And then
than
you don't even shop on Amazon. We just have already found it for you.
Yeah, it's like what should I? Yeah, you don't even. You just are like, what do I need to order? And then you check off like 10 of the 20 options.
Yeah, because you already know. Like we already know what the customer base is like needing. So it's like, oh, we already got the best patchouli already here. You don't have to go through all their fucking 489 options. We got the best one right here, and we'll just order it for you. Oh. And then you can see the best of like whatever's
going
on Facebook.
So you're like Consumer Reports.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Of the internet.
Like Etsy, all of the...
Exactly.
Yeah. What else? Best of Instagram.
Twitter.
Best of Facebook. You like make Facebook friends that you don't even know them, but they're the best Facebookers.
Yeah.
And I don't know how this is a pyramid scheme besides like being getting other people like, hey, look, we can't sell this in stores.
No.
We can't sell the best of the internet magazine.
I know how it's a pyramid scheme because you have to like people are competing to be on your best of.
Oh.
Like,
and you have to share.
And however many best ofs you get.
Oh, it's like Zagat's.
Oh, right.
Isn't Zagat's kind of like a pyramid scheme? They review restaurants and they go internationally and they like tell you like the five best restaurants in every city. So like making Zagat's list used to be like a huge deal.
So is the Better Business Bureau and like any credit agency. It's just like who do you pay to like promote you? It's weird.
Best of Internet Magazine.
I like it, but I want it to be an email. I don't want to spend money printing a magazine.
Eddie, come on. No, you
I
don't
think,
get it.
I
you
don't.
Like the internet.
It's going to look like the flyer for...
I think we're wasting paper. I think we're spending money on printing. I want to like have zero overhead. I want to not pay anybody. I want a computer to do it, kind of.
But so like, you just want to send a chain letter.
Maybe.
That's exactly what I was saying earlier. That's what I was saying earlier.
Yeah, chain letter is chain a pyramid letter. Scheme.
No, that's... I know.
And you, okay, so Desi famously on the internet.
Famously.
tagged me in the challenge of posting seven book covers in 7 days with no comment.
Seven.
And so part of the challenge is to challenge somebody else to it. And she challenged me and I did it. Like I started day one. And then in the comments, Desi goes, aren't you going to challenge somebody? And I'm like,
I saw that.
Enough already. I'm doing this stupid challenge.
Go to hell.
I quit.
I wish you would have just said
I should have.
That would have cracked me up.
Sensitive about what happens in my internet persona that I wouldn't do
I'm
that.
I'm sorry, Meg. You also were like, you're like, you can have one comment. No comments is too hard. I was like, okay, like you're changing the rules, A, and B, not following the rules at all. Meg's not gonna continue the pyramid scheme of.
No, I'm not gonna push it on anyone else because it's a lot of pressure. It's like
that sticking push up challenge.
Now I have a job that I'm not gonna get paid for.
It's okay. Someone else I challenged felt so freaked out by the challenge. She didn't even post a book cover. I was like, okay.
Did she say something?
Yeah. Oh, she wrote like three comments about it. I was like, this is really hard for people to post a book cover. And,
you know, it
and
took
tell
me, like,
someone
5
else
minutes,
to.
It's
actually.
Because Facebook is like a war zone these days. Like no one really wants to. I don't know. It's.
I feel.
I don't want to interact.
Oh,
Facebook.
I feel very comfortable
I don't
with my
Facebook
presence.
Like I'll look especially like seeing how my parents interact with it and stuff. I especially don't like I keep mine at an absolute like silence.
Oh, I'm like I'm with you. Well, I'm like
Donovan,
very uncomfortable on Facebook right now.
I have a confession to make. You're
What's that?
Getting tagged in this challenge
I was
tonight.
Hoping to fucking God not. Well, I'm gonna tell you the how the cow eat the cabbage right now. It probably will get deleted.
Deleted? That's harsh. I don't.
It sounds like you should probably pick a new minion because he's not. That's a dead end.
We'll see what happens.
I don't like this idea. Why don't you find someone else?
No, I've seen candidate right
it's
here.
It's weird.
I know
that you're doing it, and like you have to say like Phil tagged you in it, but. Never mind.
It's
what?
Yeah, what, Eddie?
I had to sneeze.
No, but before that,
I thought you were gonna say something about.
Well, it was only like Phil from your cousin or Sandra,
right?
Sandra and Phil that I had seen it before, and I'm like,
they had had it going on before.
Yeah, I'm like, this isn't gonna make it to anyone I know.
But it made it to me. Yeah.
I think I saw it a couple months ago.
It leaped. Oh, it's been around that long?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think I saw some of those hippies doing it a few months ago.
So it's like for promoting hippies? It's good for promoting literacy.
Well, I guess, but I mean.
Yeah. I like
I
it.
Bet, I, you know,
I mean, I kind of do like
you
it,
you know,
though.
Especially since it's through Facebook, maybe through Instagram, like through an Instagram story.
Actually,
it would be a lot more equitable. But like through Facebook, I feel like that is just. Too much.
There's something about the Facebook structure. Okay, I do not even want to say what I'm about to say because I feel like I'm being controlled by Facebook right now, and I want to stop that for a second.
So you're not going to say it?
Well,
just
I
like Eddie, there's
Facebook's
a lot of
kind of
things
a pyramid
not
scheme.
Being said right
well,
now.
So when I originally saw it, I'm like, have I read 7 books? No, I think I was like. I thought it was actually 5. I was like, have I read 5 books? And then I saw some books that Phil had read, not the Phil that challenged you, the other Phil.
Phil, yeah.
PJ.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, I read that book.
Okay.
And then it's like you don't say anything about it, and you post it for no reason. And I'm like.
Well, you love it, though. It's.
Wait,
it's
you
under
have to
the,
love it?
Yeah, you love
you
it.
You love it.
Oh, I thought it was just like 5 random books that you've read.
No, you love it. Like the book you've loved. Well, I actually have thought about the books people have posted so far. Like,
oh no, the one you posted
first.
What is
things fall apart?
Things fall apart. So there's this whole thing happening in the country right now. Where PBS is trying to come up with like
the country of America.
Yeah. There it's like America's favorite book. And they first did some internet survey and they got it down to top 100. And I watched a little special about the first 50 that they were going to reveal. And that book was among them. And they kind of highlighted it. And there was this big part where Sarah Jessica Parker was talking about how much she loved that book.
Wow.
And what I just watched this last week. And I'd never
Bible?
Heard of that
Things
book before.
Fall Apart.
And and I was like, oh, I'm gonna,
Bible,
I should read that book. And then you said that you loved it. And I was
I'm
like, oh, I definitely, that's the next book I'm going to read.
Days.
It's really well
the only
it,
book
it
I read.
Me.
Yeah, tag me.
Well, it struck me because so many of the books on the list I'd heard of. So thinking that, oh, this is a book I've never heard of, it's probably really, really, really good.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's been read by fewer people, but of those people, everyone thinks it's the best book.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So I mean, it made it first on there.
Drop
yeah.
that,
for me,
drop
it was
Koran
the first one.
The
like
day 7.
It haunts me.
When did you read it?
I think when I was 16, we read it in English.
Oh, whoa.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah,
I think
that's
what we're
crazy.
Getting at is that the modern pyramid scheme is viral marketing.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And
I'm into that.
You have to share to participate because
right.
I can't just post book covers without any explanation. I need to be tagged in a challenge before
oh, right,
I start
right,
to post
right, right,
book
right.
covers. Because
you
like
could
I
pretend
was sidebarring
someone
with Donovan.
Tagged you.
Like I just want to post. I just want to post a cover of the Holy Bible.
No one's
King
gonna
James
double
version.
Check. Yeah, you
yeah.
should just pretend someone
yeah,
tagged
I'm
you.
I'm going to do that.
There,
but
the whole
then it'll be a spin-off, like slightly different one.
Okay. Yeah.
And
yeah.
That's
we'll
a good
see
idea.
How much mine catches.
That's
off.
Right.
Because when you were saying when you were bringing it up, I was thinking, oh, like somebody who owns a bookstore probably started this.
Right. Yeah, they need attention on books.
Yeah.
It could have been Russian propaganda, though.
Probably.
They probably just want us all to have our noses in a book so we don't notice what else is going on in the world.
Yeah, so we can't look up at the planes bombing us. Wait, what?
I can't stop reading.
Oh, I just saw this book on this list.
Okay. I mean, Desi and Serge Jessica Parker like this book. It's probably pretty important.
This all started because of that damn chain letter.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. All right. Should we wrap it up?
Yeah, I want to be done.
Okay, cool.
All right.
I talked more than I thought I would.
I talked pretty much as much as I thought I would talk.
It's almost 10. Jeez.
Oh, my gosh.
Nobody on the West Coast tuned in, so fuck you guys.
We did have some comments on the post, though.
Yeah, read them.
Okay.
Oh, and weep.
Read them and weep.
Okay. Well, the comment that was actually answering the question I asked said, "This is my favorite topic that I never get to talk about. It's so fascinating. I was reading an article last night that I almost posted on Facebook, but didn't, which had a cool fact in it. 99.997% of people working on behalf of Nu Skin made no profit, or more importantly, made a loss." Mm. Nu Skin is a pyramid scheme. It's what, like, skincare product?
Oh, okay.
So basically,
99.97.
What?
Okay, so listen to this.
What a very high percentage.
John Taylor from the Consumer Awareness Institute found that the odds of winning on the single spin of a roulette wheel in Vegas were 286 times as great as the odds of profiting after enrolling as an Amway rep.
Wow.
So basically gambling.
Wait, which one's Amway? What do they sell?
Don't they sell like a lot of different things?
Yeah, I've had Amway chips before. Amway brand potato chips.
Wow.
Okay.
Okay, so chips and other things.
Yeah, I think.
What about gyms?
Well, I think that the Avons of the world, like, legitimize other pyramid schemes that are totally illegitimate.
Man.
They're the rock of pyramid schemes.
Yeah.
The rock.
What are the rock of
Avon?
Avon.
Okay,
Avon.
Are you talking
Avon, about Tupperware, Pampered Chef.
I moved here with a bunch of Avon
dildos.
Boxes.
But what are the dildo ones?
Oh, yeah. It's like.
Are you talking about the Solid Foundation or Dwayne the Rock Johnson?
Dwayne the Rock Johnson. Oh, okay. They're the only. They save the face.
Because the cornerstone.
Everybody else is just
the
dick
rock
and balls.
Yeah.
Stuck in the.
Exactly.
That's going to be our final thought right there. Because the dick and balls in the slats of a chair.
Chubby that's, nerd dick and ball, or
that's
cock
the,
and balls.
That's most pyramid schemes, but The Rock, that's a
it it's like it's an Acme
yes
chair. Yeah. All right. Thanks for listening.
Love you guys.
Good night. Whoa.